One of the great free light shows on Earth will be taking place above our heads tonight. The Earth is ploughing through the remains of a comet to produce a meteor shower called the Perseid. Already, reports have been coming in from around Ireland and the world. Leo Enright has been monitoring what's happening, and he's with me in studio. Leo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miles.
Is that what a meteor is? It's the Earth ploughing into to a bit of a comet.
Yeah, I mean, it's hotting up. Up there at the moment. It's really quite, the last hour now, I've noticed a very significant increase in the number of meteors being detected by the American space radar. They have a radar system down in Texas that actually you can listen online. If you go to spaceweather.com, it's one word, you can actually listen online to these things pinging.
You can actually, this is them actually banging
it's
off.
It's amazing. Well, actually, what happens is they hit the atmosphere, they ionize the gas around them, and then this radar, which is designed to spot spy satellites coming overhead, actually, it reflects off the plasma. And so you can actually hear them, and you can hear when it's a fireball. And I've heard a few fireballs just in the last hour. So tonight is going to be amazing. We're going to plow through the debris from a comet called Swift-Tuttle. Now, this is chunks of the comet. Now, tiny particles. I mean, we're talking dust-sized particles. But the thing about Swift-Tuttle that makes this the Perseid so special every year, so special, is that it's quite big. It's about 25 kilometres across. This is a honking big comet. It's twice the size of the thing that supposedly killed the dinosaurs. So it not only does it throw off dust, which looks pretty in the sky, you know, when they, you know, these little shooting stars. But it also occasionally throws off rocks. And these guys really do look spectacular. And so when you go out tonight, and everybody should do it, everybody should go out tonight to watch this, if there's any chance of a clear sky. What you'll see is up to 100, certainly up to 60, and maybe 100 if you're lucky, shooting stars each hour. But every now and again, you'll see one of these fireballs.
And they're quite spectacular.
This is absolutely typical of the Perseids. I was watching Twitter earlier this morning, and Helen Robinson, who's a geologist living in Roundwood in Wicklow, she tweeted that between 1:15 and 2:15 this morning, she saw 16 meteors. And one, she said, was really amazing. Now, that's an absolutely classic Perseid experience.
And basically, any time from, if you want to see them, obviously, with the naked eye, any time from sunset onwards,
better to wait till after the moon sets. That's actually why this year is going to be very special, because the moon will be gone by 10:30. And really, you should keep the kids up. Go to a park or go to a garden, if you have one. Even in the city, you'll see some fireballs. If you can get to a dark place, and we're blessed in this country, much of the west coast of Ireland is the darkest there is in Europe. So you'll definitely see the most amazing sights tonight on the west coast.
Any particular part of the sky, north, south, east, west?
Yeah, it's basically everywhere, because it comes, I won't go into the details, but it radiates from a constellation. That's because we appear to be heading in that direction because of the way the Earth is moving towards this comet, this debris. And so it will move up into the sky as the night goes on. And you can't mistake it. You'll see meteors throughout the night, and it really will be spectacular. There's one other thing to watch out for as well. At 11 o'clock on the dot, the International Space Station will rise in the western sky, and it will pass over Ireland. It'll take it about 5 minutes to cross the sky. So you get a double for your money. You'll get the Perseids and you'll get the International Space Station.
And will it be obvious that that is the International Space Station?
If you haven't seen the space station cross the sky, your jaw will drop. This thing is the size of...
Again, with the naked eye.
This is the size of Croke Park. It's a huge thing. And so it's the brightest thing in the sky. And it will be moving. This thing is moving 25 times faster than a rifle bullet.
Wow.
And it takes 5 minutes for it to cross the sky. It's an amazing sight anyway. But to have that and the Perseids happening on the one night is just brilliant.
And how is it that the Perseids, how come it's an annual event?
Because we go round the sun once a year. So each year we come round
and
back to the same spot in space, as it were, and we meet Swift-Tuttle's remains. Swift-Tuttle, it takes it 133 years to go round the sun. So the last time it was actually in our neighborhood was back in 1992. And so it's now gone long. It's way beyond Jupiter now, heading well out.
I think it was a bit of a disappointment, wasn't it?
You can never tell with comets. You know, they
Hale-Bopp was spectacular.
Oh, brilliant. Wonderful. Yeah, that was an astonishing experience.
Something else that is in or a possible or a potential sight in the skies at the moment, if you're far enough north, the Northern Lights.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed. I was checking reports because there was an explosion on the sun over the weekend, and it looked really promising. It looked like tonight could have been the night for some really good northern lights up in the northern counties. But unfortunately, it looks like this storm has missed us. I should mention, in fact, that if anyone really wants to see the Northern Lights, I'm leading an expedition to the Arctic Circle.
Wow!
In December. A whole crowd of people, it's organised by Astronomy Ireland, and a whole gang of people are coming up with me on a boat to watch the Northern Lights from below.
And
from
that must be absolutely spectacular.
That will be amazing.
Dimpna texts in to say, hi Miles, delighted to hear Leo Enright with you. His mellow tones always make science matters so interesting. There you go. Just thought we'd toss that one in. Leo, pleasure to talk to you.
And my pleasure.
Anytime from 10:30 onwards tonight, it should be
keep
really spectacular.
Keep the kids up.
And try and go somewhere where there isn't light pollution.